RICO is best known as the act used by federal prosecutors against organized criminal operations like the mafia. But Joseph Sedita, senior counsel at Hodgson Russ in Buffalo, says legitimate institutions can also be subject to RICO charges if an enterprise is found to be controlled through a pattern of racketeering activity.
The statute does create a private right of action for individuals who are claiming to be aggrieved by violations of the statute.
Late last week, attorney Kevin Stocker filed a lawsuit against the Diocese of Buffalo on behalf of nearly two dozen plaintiffs. It includes a RICO civil action, arguing that the diocese, as well as attorneys and accountants who advised them, willingly protected its assets and even grew them at the expense of child sexual abuse victims. Sedita would not comment about that lawsuit's specifics, but he likens pursuing a RICO charge to an H-bomb. Successfully argue your case in civil court, and you're eligible for treble damages. But there's burden of proof, of course.
In order for a private individual to maintain an action, that individual has to be able to prove that there is direct proximate causation between the activity complained of and that individual's injury.
A diocesan spokesperson, in a written message to WBFO reacting to Stocker's lawsuit, said it received a document which is filled with procedural deficiencies and irresponsible claims against parties, some unnamed, with no connection to the Child Victims Act. The official goes on to say if the claim is pursued, the diocese and all related entities will respond appropriately. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.